Well, some are, yeah.
Well, some are. But you got to realize, this man, when he did this, decided that God told him to do this way, he set himself up for failure, as you say. And I know you're saying, what are you talking about? You go and sit down with him and you start backing him up and asking questions that he can't answer. It's a lot of these premisters can't answer these questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if we start in, say, Matthew Wednesday night, you know and I know, first word out of his mouth is, what have y'all been gleaning? Yeah. We may, or may, and here we go, we've got all week to get ready to answer.
Those that wanted to.
Right. But we've been waiting all week and underlining our Bible. When he give us that opportunity to do it. And you know what? We may not come back to this all night long because he may carry us over here. We may make us.
Oh, yeah. We may be like Proverbs today.
And conversation, for an example, with other pastors. And they ask what we do and how we do it. Tell me about this nesting with Jesus. How does it work with your folks? Because I always try to give them good practical illustrations of how it helps the people, because they're walking through the scriptures day by day, bite by bite, and they're not trying to consume it all. So many try to start out and read through the entirety of the word, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you can do it. But a lot of times they get behind on it and they can't keep up with it. Then they get frustrated with it and they don't have a plan. Then they don't do anything. Right. And so that was one of the objectives. Two, it helps, as Brother Shannon says, it keeps us accountable. We could talk about it with one another because we're all reading the same thing. But that is a factor with some of them as well, is that they, you mean you let them ask questions and y'all talk? So I don't know if I can do that. I don't want to put myself in that position where I can't answer questions. You just got to make yourself available. You know, you do what God, and that's one thing. We've seen quite a few different pastors take on this very same thing. And they go, they're reading through different books, not the same books we're reading. And that's what I always encourage. Look, your personality, your people and your church and your leadership is going to be different from us. I can give you a model and you can do exactly what we do, or you can seek God and go in other areas and other books. And many of them have. And because it's always relatable to where they are as a body. Yeah. And it works, and some of them do it. But I find that some of them over time, and the reason being is because not everybody wants to be held accountable that way. So you'll find when it's not just pastors, I'm talking about church members. A church member doesn't want to have to be held accountable in a sense of knowing where we are and be questioned about that. They would rather just come, tell me what you want to tell me, and I'm going to go about my business.
See, that's where I'm,
and you see, that's,
was,
yeah, and what happens.
Was in the beginning with it.
Yes.
And I didn't say nothing, but I said, you know, it's fine.
And some people kind of fall off the fringes on that, because they don't want the dialogue. They don't want to be engaged. That's why you'll see, like, Wednesday nights, initially people are coming, they're listening. Before you know it, they start backing off because they really don't. It's kind of like a foreign thing to them. And so it's one of those that I always tell the pastors. I said, look, it's going to help your people overall. You're going to see those that really are not actively involved in the work of what y'all doing as a church. It may not help some. Some are going to jump on board and some are going to fall off board. But for the people that are going to be the difference makers in your congregation, you're going to grow them. They're going to grow. God's going to use it to grow them, and it's going to make you stronger.
What I've seen, I have asked a question, and before it's over, between what you say about it and somebody else has an opinion, mm-hmm. it answers my question.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. Everybody helps one another, and that's the thing.
That was funny. Pat and I talked about this Wednesday night after we got home. I said, baby, you know where we were? She said, yeah. I said, in my Bible, chapter 18, verses 10, mm-hmm. I wrote down their angels. And I hadn't spoke to Pat about that. But that's the very thing that chapter 18 he had heard of, mm-hmm. was their angels.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, isn't that strange how God out of that whole chapter, or that reading from we had from the start there, you brought up exactly what I was fixing to say, but I was just going to kind of keep my mouth shut until.
And then we learn. Everybody learns something, you know, about what God says, and it helps.
And it gives you a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the Bible so well that you can take it anywhere. That we start from there, we can move into any Bible. But I just know too many pastors that I still talk to several that. I talk about things, and not just stuff that we're reading here, but just like, for example, Jackie was talking about, we were discussing about one of his sermons about that he was going to talk to the people about witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wanting them, his people to be more witnessing. And I said, the best verse about that is Acts chapter 5, verse 20. It's simple.
Yeah.
And it's plain. Go stand. Now, stand front, man. Stand up. I mean, be firm and speak the words of life.
Yeah.
How simple can you be?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I know that 5 years ago? No, I didn't. But things that I have learned here from you and from God.
Yeah,
as we're learning things,
yeah.
As I accept this, I learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I accept what we're doing, I learn more.
Yeah. And that's just it. It's kind of like how the neat thing with the scriptures in our reading yesterday, it referred to when it says that God spoke to you, that he's the God of the living, not the God of the dead.
Right.
But then in Mark's gospel, it says that God spoke to Moses.
Yeah.
And in Luke's gospel, it refers to God spoke to Moses through Moses to you. So it shows how the scriptures, they had no knowledge and understanding or power of the scriptures.
No, they didn't.
But it shows how God revealed the word to a man, but the word that he revealed to the man was actually a message he was going to reveal to his people. And each one of these gospels speak of it as what Moses said, what God said to Moses, what God said to you, which gives us this great picture that the word of God is from God. Even though we use the word men to write the word, it's God's word to us, and we want to receive it as God's word.
Amen.
And man, what a difference that it makes when we approach this as not words of men, but words from God.
Yes.
Changes everything. And you listen to a lot of people talk about the word, or you hear people contemplating the word. They don't look at it as being a word from God. They just see it as ways of how the Jews lived, or they see it as a word from man. This is what Paul thought. Paul didn't understand about homosexuals. He didn't have that concept. So that's why he wrote what he wrote about homosexuals, because he couldn't relate to them. But that's really not God's intent. Well, see, because you're telling me that Paul wrote this, and though he did, you're not telling me that God inspired him to write this. And this is God's word. So this is not just limited to Paul. This is how God viewed life.
Come on.
Not Paul, how Paul viewed it. This is how God viewed it.
Right.
You see, that separates us from the world and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we understand we're dealing with what God has for us and not merely what man thought about who God was, you know. Well, amen. Amen. Well, they're going to be looking for us out there. Father, we thank you today that we can come and open up the word and seek you and praise you and glorify you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for what you're doing in us, what you're doing for us, and what you're going to do with us in the coming days. So we just thank you and praise you and give you glory. Help us, Lord. We're needy. We want to be meek and humble and want to learn from you. We'll learn from one another and want to walk in your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Love y'all.